A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, thou hast broken, as in the day of Midian. For all the armor of the armed men and the tumult, and the garments rolled in blood, shall be for burning, for fuel of fire. Here a lot of war language is used. For the end of war, God says he will deliver his people from their oppressor, the one who has a yoke around their necks, who uses the staff and the rod to hurt, to wound, and to keep God's people in bondage. And it refers, of course, here to the wonderful Christmas prophecy, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Have you experienced this joy, this release from the tyrant of the devil, the tyranny of sin in your life? That is the ultimate gift. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is God's gift. So, though you might have had a happy Christmas, maybe you had an unhappy Christmas. Perhaps you didn't have your relatives around you. Perhaps you only have memories of your childhood, and now your Christmas time has been one of sorrow. Perhaps you've tried to drown your sorrows with alcohol and other things. But go back to this prophecy, for this is something that can release you from the staff upon your shoulder, the rod of your oppressor. And that is that the Lord Jesus Christ came, as it says in verse 2, to bring light, verse 3, to bring joy. And in verse 4 and 5 it says how he will do it. He will break that yoke. He will destroy the staff upon your shoulder. In other words, the weapon of the enemy. He will destroy the rod of your oppressor, as was done in the day of Midian. Now, if you go back to that time, and if you read in Judges 7 verse 16, you'll remember that it says that Joshua divided the 300 men, or the prophet of God divided 300 men into three companies, and he put into the hands of all of them trumpets and empty pitchers, with torches without pitchers, within the pitchers. And remember, they simply had to break the pitchers. There wasn't anything that they had to do, and that they had to be obedient to God, of course. But God gave them the victory in the day of Midian. And so just as there was an easy victory, a surprising victory to the people of God, and so too the Lord Jesus gives a victory that is surprisingly quick. He can break the power of your sin in a moment. He can forgive you quickly, if only you will come to him, so that he will give you the joy of his victory. Yes, he speaks in warlike terms because he has fought the devil. He has fought with your sin, and he has conquered. Why not come to him?